Hello and welcome to Focus on Licking County on Buckeye Country 107.7 and 94.3. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guests Sheila Klesich and Kirsten Santos with the Lookup Center in Newark. And Sheila, it was funny, you were coming in and you were saying, boy, it's hard to believe it's this time of the year, but it isn't for me. For you guys, I got to imagine this is a busy time. We're going to get in because I looked at your calendar. Do you guys take a breath? Do you take a time off to just kind of relax? Because it is very jam-packed.
Not much relaxing goes on at the Lookup Center. But we are closed for 2 weeks after the 19th, I believe, is our last day there. So it's kind of a refresher, and we take a breath and get ready to start January again. So, and January quiets down. Mm-hmm. You know, January and February is a little quieter, and that's when we start gearing up for our quarter auction. That'll be in April. So, you know, we do rest up a little bit after the holidays.
Well, you need it. I mean,
yes,
just,
you do.
Again, looking at all this, and it was funny because I was like, I got to get you guys in because we're running a story about, hey, if you can make some donations to your meal, go ahead. 1,600 meals is what you think you're going to be passing out on Thanksgiving Day?
Yes, that's our goal. Last year, we were right around the 1,500 mark, and it does grow every year. So, you know, we're shooting. We might hit 1,560. Mm-hmm. That's my guess this year.
Okay.
But, you know, we never know for sure. But we're having enough food for 1,600 people. Kirsten's been running the turkey cooking list. Tell them about that, Kirsten.
I was going to ask how this works out.
So one thing that we ended up having to do last year was poor Sheila was cooking dozens of frozen turkeys every day leading up to Thanksgiving last year. It was smelled like turkey every day. Now, it was great at first, but then the closer you got to Thanksgiving, it's like, am I really going to actually enjoy on Thanksgiving? Because I've been smelling turkey for weeks. So we wanted to make sure we didn't run into that same thing. So we actually put it out on Facebook. Hey, if anybody could cook a turkey for us, that would be great. And we've had people send us emails, text messages, calls, all that to cook a turkey for us the week of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be doing that Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on their schedule, bringing it back in, ready to go, so we don't have to freeze it, unfreeze it. It's ready to go. And so we've had a lot of community help that way.
And
it's been
Kirsten,
great.
Tell them how many pounds of turkey that is that we need.
1,600 pounds.
Right. So we plan on like one 1, pound of turkey.
1,600 pounds.
So
yeah.
We're trying to shoot for 1,600.
That's a lot of butterballs.
That's a lot of butterballs.
I mean, you name it. Then.
Yep.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, about 20 pounds of turkey. That's like 80-something turkeys, but it depends on size. So,
mm-hmm. How about the hands to prepare these meals? I mean, in box.
It's 600 people touch this project. 600 people from the delivery drivers to just who donates and just anybody that touches it. It's a lot of people. And it is the happiest day on Thanksgiving when we box up the meals and then the drivers start lining up outside. And there are so many drivers for the routes that it goes out the door, clear down the sidewalk, like all the way to the stop sign. And when we open those doors for the drivers to check in, it is the happiest bunch of people. It gives you goosebumps to see their faces and grandparents show up with their children. Families come. You know, it's not just like a guy or woman walking in to deliver. It's a family-oriented type of delivery. And we have more drivers than we can even use. And so we ask the same people every year if they're going to do it. So it's, you know, selective kind of it's a privilege to be able to be a route driver. And we appreciate them so much. It's really an amazing process.
How does that day work then? Take us through what time you're going to be there and kind of like when you finally go home yourself to enjoy your meal.
We have all the food ready early in the morning. So the turkey, and the food is delivered chilled, like it's not hot, so we don't have to worry about any type of keeping it warm. So it's very cold. And then we form a big long line. We have the turkey, potatoes, gravy, beans, dessert station. And then all of us just grab a container and we walk through the line and somebody serves the food into the container. We close the container, it goes to the route table. So then they have the routes listed, like say someone has 8 on their route, and 8 boxes goes in a bag and it has a route number. It goes on the route table. And then when all the food's done, it only takes about 2 hours really to box it all. Then all the tables get set up, and then there's route numbers one through, I can't remember, it's a high number, but say one through 83. And then that driver comes in with the route, goes and picks up his route and takes off.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Can I use you guys at my house for Thanksgiving morning?
I was going to say, this sounds like logistical magic to me.
I'm telling you.
That's awesome.
Well, Beth Bronker heads up this. She is the director of our STEP Skilled Trades Program, and she does an amazing job. I cannot take any credit for the organization of this event, nor Kristen. Kirsten, I'm sorry, I called you the wrong name. It's because we're on the radio. I get a little nervous.
It's those turkey fumes.
It's also Friday.
Pumpkin pie fumes, all that stuff starting to hit her.
And also, I'm a goofball sometimes. That's just the way it is.
Kirsten, is that true?
She is, and she's so fun to work with, though. Yeah. She really is. She's a blast to work with. I mean, we goof off together. Sometimes we look at each other and we're like, how do we get anything done? Honestly. So
welcome to our world. So kind of take us through, do you do driving? Are you there with the food? Maybe take us through what you do that day.
So this will be my first year of actually being a part of it. So this time last year, I was only working about 13 hours a week, just mainly doing the social media. And so last year I was with my family. This year I'm actually going to be a part of it. So I get to experience it for the first time. So I'm actually really excited. So she did a live stream during it last year. You kind of, in the middle of the plating, in the middle of people grabbing things, it was just like a well-oiled machine. It was the craziest, most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And so I'm excited to be a part of it this year, just kind of taking it in, and I'm going to be wherever anybody needs me. Mm-hmm. So,
Do you still need donations?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Anything in particular?
That we don't know offhand.
Okay.
That's all Beth.
I would say that we're always short on cooked turkeys.
Okay.
So what happens is we have so many people volunteer to actually cook the turkey the week of Thanksgiving. So we have people that will cook turkeys, but we're waiting on frozen turkey donations. So we have a couple organizations that donate a lot of frozen turkeys, but we don't know how many we're going to get.
Yeah.
Okay, so the more people that sign up with our links to actually cook a turkey is minus the amount of frozen turkeys we have to cook, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And also, a cash donation is a great gift because that helps us to fill in the gaps. So when we get closer to, if we are missing something or we're short on something, if we have some cash donations, that really does help us as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy. Somebody donates all of the potatoes, and we don't have any trouble collecting the green beans and the gravy and all that. But it's usually because not everybody cooks. So, you know, people are a little intimidated sometimes about cooking a turkey. So I just say, you know, get your roaster, throw it in there, put 2 cups of water, you know, butter it up, put a lid on, and 2 hours later, 2.5 hours later, you have a cooked turkey.
Yeah.
Maybe some salt and pepper. That's literally, it's
a little
easy.
Garlic.
Yeah. You don't even have to. No, we're keeping it simple. Salt and pepper.
I don't think anybody's going to complain when they get their turkey meal.
No,
we
get many grateful people.
We
get a lot of phone calls after and people thanking us. And, you know, people are very appreciative for sure.
No doubt. I mean, that's just wonderful that you folks do that and all the time and effort. And to have the volunteers too is amazing. If folks want to make a donation, Kirsten, what can they just drop down? Can you go online and make donations? I know Sheila mentioned maybe if you want to volunteer, how does all that work?
So there's a couple links that for Google Forms that we had sent out. So if you call us, we can send you an email with those links just based on what you want to do, whether you want to drive, whether you want to donate food or money, or whether you want to help us you know, with any other things we might need last minute. So that's a great way to do that because that gives you everything you need to know, mm-hmm. all the information you need to know. Yep. So just call us in 740-345-6026.
Go ahead.
And on our website, if you go to our website, you can make a cash, a donation with a card through our website. You just want to maybe make a note that it's for Thanksgiving. You can do it that way as well, or just stop over and see us. We love to give tours, so, you know, feel free to come
over. We've been doing that a lot lately.
Because you're not busy enough, right?
and I'd like to remind everyone is that that, you know, why we end up with such a huge Thanksgiving list is Meals on Wheels does not deliver on Thanksgiving Day. So we actually even take the whole Meals on Wheels list. So that is a big part of our list. Because they wouldn't have a Thanksgiving dinner. Some people have no family to be with. So that is really a big part of our list.
So I'm just curious, before we take a break, your drivers, how many trips do they have to make? Is it just they do just the one? Like you said, hey, you're on this
yes.
route and that's it, huh?
Yes, we only assign one route, and Beth tries to schedule them in one certain area. So if it's an apartment complex, they're just going to that complex. If it's a street, generally speaking, it's just going to be one street or two streets in the area. She really spends a lot of time making sure the routes are very convenient. And probably last year, the biggest route I saw maybe would have been 10 or 11 meals. But a lot of the routes are just maybe 4 to 6 meals. So it doesn't take up a lot of their time in the mornings, and people can still go home to their family and enjoy Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. We talked about the Thanksgiving meal. Also coming up, obviously, right after Thanksgiving is the Christmas holiday. You have your pop-up shop. And I know how important this is to folks in our community. But there's also some wonderful news about a local charity that's helping you guys this year.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited about our pop-up shop. This year, we're serving more children than we ever have. We're up to about 310 children that we're serving. We work in conjunction with Jobs and Family Services, Salvation Army,
and then Secret Santa of Pataskala.
Yes, and Secret Santa. So we cross-reference our lists, trying to make sure everybody is just covered and that they have some extra gifts for Christmas and have something under the tree. But a really exciting thing happened. So these toys will not be available at the pop-up shop, but in conjunction with the pop-up shop. And just stay tuned for more information, because Sending Hope Ohio is donating to us over 10,000 gently used toys. Now, this is a nonprofit out of Granville, and they're partnering with us this year. And we're so excited to, you know, especially this year, it seems to be a lot of need, and we're really excited to be offering these toys. So follow our Facebook page. You know, stay tuned to the Lookup Center if you are in need of some extra toys for Christmas, because we are going to be giving many, many toys away.
That's
I don't
amazing.
Have any specifics, and we have no dates. So just follow us, you know, contact us, and we're going to be blessing a lot of people this year.
So when is the pop-up shop taking place? When do folks need to know about that?
So our pop-up shop is December 10th.
Okay.
It's a Wednesday. And when people have called in to register, so like she said, we have about 310 kids that are registered. All of those individuals will have a 15 to 20 minute shop time between the hours of 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And so they'll come in, spend about 15, 20 minutes shopping for their kids that are registered. They receive on average, 2 to 3 toys per child?
3 at least, and sometimes a little more, depending on the donations.
And each child receives a pair of pajamas as well. So when they did the registration process, they let us know their age of their children, but also their pajama size, so we can make sure we have enough pajamas for all of them. So now we're going through to making sure what sizes we need. So I'm hoping to be able to actually post that, say we need, 10 pairs of pajamas in women's size small or something like that. So we have a little more, make sure we have every size covered that has been given to us. So, they'll spend about 15, 20 minutes shopping for their kids and get to pick up some neat things, and everything's unwrapped so they can pick out what they want. And it's a lot of fun for them.
Is registration closed?
Registration is closed.
Okay.
Yes.
One exciting thing we did this year that was new to the Lookup Center is we have about 30 boxes, toy donation boxes around town. So we have businesses, some places at the industrial park. We have churches and local businesses that have these boxes and are collecting toys for us this year. So this is new. I don't believe we've ever done it quite on this scale. So that's very exciting as well. So if we have extra toys, we will add to our list as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually have a waiting list, but we just want to make sure that everybody that needs help receives help.
You've been listening to Focus on Licking County on Buckeye Country 107.7, 94.3. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guests today, Sheila Klesich and Kirsten Santos with the Lookup Center in Newark. As always, I'd like to thank you for listening, and we wish you and your family a safe and happy Thanksgiving.